Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
More new drama in the saga of WeWork. This time, former CEO Adam Neumann submitting an offer to buy the now bankrupt co-working company for more than $500 million. Deirdre Bosa has details in today's Tech Check. We're going to need some sequels on all those series
many,
and documentaries.
Many. Yeah, this is like the series that doesn't end. So Neumann, yes, he is still trying to buy back WeWork. But let me just say, this is far from a done deal. For starters, financing is still unclear. A spokesperson from Flow, that is Neumann's current startup, says that 2 weeks ago, a coalition of half a dozen financing partners submitted a potential bid. Potential being the key word here, meaning conditional. A source tells me that WeWork has not opened up their books to Neumann, and until they do, a deal cannot move forward. But there is a decent amount of information about WeWork that is public. Its latest 8K filing shows $10.8 billion in assets, $9.8 billion in liabilities. In January, the company brought in about $90 million in revenue and lost $150 million. Bottom line, this is a company that's still struggling and bleeding cash. To buy the company out of bankruptcy, a source tells CNBC that Neumann's bid could go up to $900 million, raising the question, where does that money come from and who are those dozen financing partners? Neumann nor Flow are willing to say, and I can rule out Dan Loeb's third point, who was mentioned in a letter last month as a potential partner. But there's one big name that has given money to Neumann post WeWork implosion, and that is Silicon Valley VC Andreessen Horowitz. In the largest individual check the firm has ever written in a round of funding to any company, it invested about $350 million at a $1 billion valuation back in mid-2022. Some in the industry, they saw this as a way of Andreessen backing the so-called cult of the founder, an ethos here that is still very much alive. On one hand, you have a Sam Altman, who could not be ousted from OpenAI. On the other hand, you have Sam Bankman-Fried, who is due to be sentenced on Thursday for fraud at FTX. It's this idea in Silicon Valley that disruption needs larger-than-life founders, and the line between succeeding wildly and failing spectacularly, that can be thin in this world. In the case of Neumann, it looks like the jury is still out. In a blog post at the time of that funding, Mark Andreessen wrote that Adam Neumann and the story of WeWork have been exhaustively chronicled, analyzed, and fictionalized, sometimes accurately. But he says that Adam remains, quote, a visionary leader who revolutionized the second largest asset class in the world, commercial real estate. And for Adam, Andreessen goes on, the successes and the lessons are plenty. In other words, a key part of that founder's ethos in Silicon Valley. Fail fast and fail often. Still very much alive here, guys.
Fascinating story, Dee. We'll watch it with your help. That's Deirdre Bosa.
The saga of WeWork continues. Former CEO Adam Neumann putting in a bid along with financing partners to buy the now bankrupt co-working firm for more than $500 million. But where's that money coming from? Will it actually all go through? Dee Bosa digs into that story for us in today's Tech Check. Dee, great to see you.
Wilf, does it feel like you never left? We're still talking about the fate
major,
of WeWork.
Major deja vu.
Exactly. And you know what? There's still a lot that is still extremely unclear. So a Flow spokesperson says that 2 weeks ago, a coalition of half a dozen financing partners submitted a potential bid. But at this point, a source tells me that WeWork has not opened up their books to Neumann. And until they do so, a deal cannot move forward. And also, it's likely that any investor that is going to sign on to Neumann's bid, they will need to see that due diligence for a final decision as well. The key question, though, as this continues, is what do WeWork's creditors want? Remember, the company is in bankruptcy. There's the current management that is led by David Tolley. He's an operator who has had stints at Blackstone and Morgan Stanley. And then there's Adam Neumann, WeWork's founder, who, as one VC put it, still managed to revolutionize the second largest asset class in the world, commercial real estate, regardless of all of those faults. So one might think of this like an activist battle, Wilf, behind the scenes, operator versus founder. And according to WeWork's bankruptcy filing last November, the largest unsecured claims come from the banks in the form of debt and real estate companies in the form of unpaid rent. There is, of course, a SoftBank in all of this, well, which still has WeWork on its books. And that is a very interesting question. Who would Masa-san want running this company? Would it be Adam Neumann, who he's already given a ton of money to and lost a ton of money, or an operator who, I don't know, maybe he won't have as good of a chance of bringing this anywhere close to its glory, even before the billions of dollars of investment from SoftBank?
I was going to say, I mean, it probably comes down to whether Neumann can still spin a story like he used to,
yeah.
And Masa-san, if he's learned from his mistakes or not. I mean, where would this funding for Neumann potentially come from? I presume not a check once again from Masa-san, pure and simple.
Highly unlikely.
In that regard. But also, didn't he make like at least a billion himself? He's not funding this himself.
Yeah, it's unlikely that he would fund it himself, because you would think he has another company called Flow, which is a real estate company where he's trying to create co-living spaces. And I like the fact, Wilf, that you said he's unable to spin a story, possibly to Wall Street, to SoftBank. But you know where he can still spin a very compelling story is right here in Silicon Valley. The cult of the founder, still alive and well. We talk about who provides money. Look at that company, Flow. Andreessen Horowitz wrote its biggest check ever, $350 million. So there are those out there, particularly in tech and VC, that might sign on for a ride again.
Gosh, there we go. Well, I'll take another two-year break. I'll come back and let's see where the story
is
then.
We'll still be talking about it.
Dee, great stuff. Thank you.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.